السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري، ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Shawwal 1444 and the time is 5:26 a.m. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah on this Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, that is regarding the poets, and verses number 99, 100 and 101. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, those people who equated their deities, their idols, their semi-gods and demigods with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, remember that is 100% kufr, blasphemy and shirk and polytheism. If anybody in this day and this age also associates anybody, anything with Almighty Allah and gives them such powers that or they are like Almighty Allah, Allah forbid such a person will be out of the fold of Islam. So yeah, now they are confessing and admitting to their crime. That is those people who will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. Chapter 26, verse number 99. So what will they admit? وَمَا أَضَلَّنَا إِلَّا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And we were not led astray except by these criminals. So these leaders told us that we must worship these deities, these demigods, these semigods, these idols, and so forth and so on. Sometimes people venerate their pirsab, or they venerate a sheikh, or they venerate somebody, and they say, he or she will give me health, he or she will give me wealth, he or she will give me everything. So you must remember that it's only Almighty Allah who does that. He, Almighty Allah, gives life, he gives death, he gives illness, he gives sickness, so or he gives honor, he gives disgrace, everything solely, only, exclusively in his power, in his authority and sovereignty. Now when they realize the game is up, now they will admit and say, فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ. And hence there is no one to intercede for us. We believe in intercession. We say, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, said, authentic saying and hadith, شَفَاءَتِي لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. My intercession is for those people of my ummah, of my international community, who perpetrated, committed major crimes. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So say now and repeat after me, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allahumma arzuqna, Allahumma arzuqna, O beloved Allah, grant us shafa'atan nabiyyil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the intercession, the safarish in Urdu you say, in Arabic shafa'a. So grant us the intercession of the master habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of justice, for us, our families and the entire ummah and muslimah who passed away on iman and Islam. اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة. So they will say, فما لنا من شافعين ولا صديق حميم. And there's no bosom buddy and bosom friend of ours. Nobody to help us. We are alone. And 100% now we are admitting our guilt. No mitigating circumstances. So imagine, for this temporary world, 30, 40, 50, 70, 100 years, people now rebel against Almighty Allah. 8 billion plus people on this earth, and 7 billion people's condition is this. And even the 1 billion Muslims, majority are sitting on the fence if you look at it. And to sit on the fence is committing a major, major offense. So therefore, we need to realize the value of Iman and Islam, and make effort on that, and see how we can improve and enhance our Iman in Islam. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us the tawfiq and divine ability to do so. Let us take you around the world and give you some local, national, international news, and some wonderful good news also in the ending, insha'Allah al-Aziz. First news we carry, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, whenever a Jutla is dispatched to Jahannam, whenever a Jew, a Zionist, is dispatched to Jahannam and Hellfire, say Alhamdulillah. There was a gas leak in Bir Eshiva. All these stories you can read in the Haaretz newspaper. And one Israeli man died and 9 were injured. So this is the punishment from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for their occupation. Go read the Haaretz. Yesterday they had the flag march, the march of shame, remember. That what they did, they assaulted the Palestinians, they assaulted journalists, some of them were injured as well. And whilst marching, they are chanting and screaming and shouting, death to the Arabs, death to the Arabs. If you know the whole story, and if you know Masjid al-Aqsa and surroundings, they came to the Damascus gate, thousands of them, and then they started picking up stones and sticks and what have you they had, and they were throwing it in the direction of the journalist. So this is your only democracy in the Middle East. This is your only democracy in the Middle East, and that is what they do. They murder the journalist, like what they did to Shirin Abu Aqila. They injure them. A cursed nation only does this, because remember, it's like a person who stole and occupied somebody else's house or factory, and then you build on it a second story, third story. And then after years, you say, come and look at my masterpiece. And this occupation goes on for 56 years. In 1967, Moshe Dayan, the Dajjal, his one eye was damaged. So he came in and they occupied it from them. So there's no place for Jutlas, remember that, and Haramis, and the Zionists and Jews there in Palestine. All of it is occupied by them. And therefore, we need to expose them, name them and shame them, and have no worry, because everything is written in their own press. You must just read the Haaretz newspaper. 13 people dead in Italy because of rains and floods, a very, very sad story there. And they are blaming the authorities. They're saying they're incompetent and no real professional help has come to them. TikTok in one state in America is banned, and that is in Montana. Already there are 5 court cases that people or companies are taking the government there to court and saying, this is infringing upon our constitutional right. You got no right to do so. The war criminal, Smotrich. You know, Smotrich, even the Haaretz said in their editorial a few months ago, he's a war criminal. When the incident took place at Huwara, where the settlers came and they burned the Muslims' houses and they burned their shops and burned their cars and so forth, no one has been charged till today. So that is Israeli style justice. Remember, you can murder, you can kill, you can burn, you can do whatever you want to, and there will be impunity. Smotrich, the Harami, the war criminal, says, we are going to double up the population of the Jutlas, the Haramis, the settlers there in the West Bank. That is Palestinian land, but they'll steal it as they stole the whole of Palestine almost. And what will America do? Just give one small condemnation. What will Europe do? Just say one condemnation. Imagine if the Arabs or the Muslims had to have the march of thousands and say death to the Jutlas, death to the Jews, death to the Zionists. The world media will be screaming that this is racism, this is apartheid. But when is the Israeli Haramis doing this? When they steal our mosque, when they steal our houses, they steal our farms, they steal our fruits, everything they're stealing. So if I say the Jutlas are big crooks, so am I right? Am I wrong? I'm speaking of Israel. So obviously it's right. And we won't say every Jew, but we will say majority of them. Because Quran does not allow us to say everyone, Laysu Sawa'a, but definitely we will say majority of them. Now look at what's happening in America. They're trying to smear him, Trump. Not that I'm a fan of Trump. To me, he's a crazy character. He's a narcissist and an egoist. So Trump is leading the Republican Party. All these guys and brothers, sisters of theirs who are standing in the queue to stand for elections next year in the, 2024 election in November, they're all far, far behind Trump. And even Biden is far, far behind. So imagine Trump is the leader of both parties if they have elections now in 1, 2, 3 weeks' time, according to the surveys and the polls there. So it seems the American people also are a bit crazy, but you can't say maybe Trump comes in and does some good for the Palestinians, because now he's fed up with the Jews also. He swore OBB in public. You can go read it there in the Haaretz. We can't use that word here on the media, but you can look at it. You must remember what words he told BB. In public he told him this. Right? Now hungry. Hungry is hungry. You hungry says this country, Ukraine, is attacking our sovereignty. They want to come and dictate to us what we must do, what we mustn't do. They can go to hell and fly a kite. That is what Hungary told that Ukraine and the European Union. We are a sovereign, autonomous state. You don't come and dictate to us. Now look at America. All of you who are pro-America, you know that you are the one who threw and in Hiroshima. I went to Japan and remember that Hiroshima, Nagasaki, all this you must remember took place. And what the Americans did, they murdered thousands of people. Until today, the effect of it still remains. And how can the Japanese people ever forgive you? How can they do that? Today, remember, there's a big conference taking place, the G7 in Hiroshima. That was a smart move on behalf of, remember, the Japanese government, that we will host the G7 and the venue will be Hiroshima. The millions and billions of people will see it on TV and they will read about it, and then they will go to the history of Hiroshima and they will know who the real terrorists are. They will know who the real war criminals are, the people who murdered more than 1 million people there in Afghanistan and Iraq and Vietnam, and murdered 500,000 children in Iraq, and the Harami Jutli Madeleine Albright dispatched to Jahannam and hellfire. She said it's worth it. We will keep on reminding you this, so that we're going to nail you, Jutlas. Remember that, and Jutlis. So you cannot get away. And there will be repercussions. There will be reparations. We will not adopt the ANC policy and so forth. That was a major blunder on their side, that they went into peace talks and there were no real reparations. You look at 30 years in democracy, what did the non-white get out of it? The Joe Plumber, Joe the Builder, Joe the Carpenter is worse off. Remember that. That will not happen in Palestine. That will never happen. Remember that. We will make the Jutlas pay, whether it is in America or whether it is in Israel or wherever they are. That will happen. Remember this. And we know it will happen. The hadith teaches us that, and we must remember, otherwise there will be a very, very big war again. Now see, because of, now what did America say? We will not apologize for the crimes committed there in Japan, the bomb and atom bomb and so forth. With arrogance and pride they speak. But therefore we have to support BRICS, and even Zimbabwe want to join BRICS. Can you believe that now? Zim, I think now you are thinking out of the box. You told the IMF go to hell. Don't come and tell us about our currency and the gold currency we want to now advocate, and we want to join BRICS. That's good thinking. You must show that you are an independent and critical thinker. So now look at America poking his nose everywhere. So in Nigeria, there's a U.S. embassy convoy going, and then four people got killed. Now what they will say? They will say that I got nothing to do with Nigeria. I'm just giving you the news, views, and interviews, and telling you that this is what happens. So you come and poke your nose. You come and blackmail everybody. We must apply sanctions here. We must apply more sanctions on Russia and so forth. Putin say, come, I'm waiting for you. See, that's why we like Putin. Strong leader, and is prepared to take America, NATO, Europe, and Israel also will be in the firing line soon. So because there are 7 or 6 Israelis went to Kiev. Can you let's believe this story? They went to Kiev, the Jutlas, right? And then when they went there, they told them, no, you must fight. They say, before we fight, we must get circumcised. So maybe they get bombed, you know, and killed by Putin and company. So they circumcised the Jutlas there in Kiev. Read the story. It's there in the Haaretz. That's the Jutla story. Now Turkey, the opposition, the Kemal, another sellout also, puppet of the West. We all should make dua. All of you who have true iman and so forth, remember that next week Sunday is the elections there. Again, the rerun. So inshallah al-Aziz, with the grace and mercy of Allah, Tayyip Erdogan must win. And this guy reckons, oh Kemal, he will kick out and expel all the refugees. So we must remember that. And then our last story will be that we have good news for you, and that is from the Capital Group and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and Company. Allah Jalla Wala reward them, grant them more and more capital. Yesterday, mashallah, a truck came and brought Hajj packages for the Hajis. Only for those Hajis who are going now, this year, in the next few weeks. Mashallah, last night also I had some friends who are going, so we gave them. So if you want the Hajj pack, you come here. I only want men, I don't want no woman here, please. And you phone between 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock, inshallah, 011-854-2990. 011-854-2990, and you speak to my brother Suleiman Esop, and inshallah he'll give you all the directions, and you will take all your details down, and we will say and announce to whom we gave the packages. We don't want no chances here and people just coming like muftias and picking up some. They know only for those Hajis who are really going this year. So a wonderful package there. My books are there. Many other goodies are there. One package. It's one package per family, not per Haji, because there's too many people demanding. So it is one pack for per couple, per family, going for Hajj, inshallah, this year, 1444. So the first flights are this weekend, so it came in time. So inshallah, you phone us between 9 and 11 this morning, and it is 011-854-2990. So inshallah, Aziz, our program today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be the interview with Mohammed Zahid Khan and Mufti Aku Day in Newcastle. And then at 11:15, inshallah, we'll cross over to Makkah. And today's khutbah sermon will be rendered by Sheikh Ghazawi, Sheikh Faisal Al-Ghazawi. And my Jumu'ah, I'll be going here to the Sabri Masjid, inshallah al-Aziz. So inshallah, our Junaid Muta will be asking the questions now that we received, and we will answer it accordingly, inshallah. Make dua on this Mubarak day. Read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. And remember, tomorrow evening, we have to scan the sky. Remember, for the new moon, tomorrow, Saturday evening, and ESCOM has released a statement. They say, prepare for a very, very difficult winter, because load shedding will go much worse compared to what it is now. So Allah alone have mercy on us, and Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti, my son is 15 years old and is still in school. Is Qurbani compulsory upon him?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Qurbani, Eidul Adha, which we know will take place end of June, and the days of slaughtering are on the 10th, 11th and 12th of Dhul Hijjah. Is it compulsory upon your son, your daughter that are 15 years old? Yes, it will be compulsory, provided that these conditions are met. So let me explain it to you the other way around to make it easy. Qurbani is not compulsory upon minors, right? On that there is ijma and consensus. So people who are not baligh, who have not attained the age of puberty, the 8, 9, 10, 11, like that, so, and they're not mature, so the Qurbani is not compulsory, even if they are rich and millionaires. Now your son is 15, so he's definitely baligh, and Islamically he is mature. So in a case like that, now on those days of Qurbani, we must see, does he have 8,000 rand or more and above? So by 8,000 rand don't mean cash. 8,000 rand will mean you take his cash and all the things that are extra. All his clothing, all his shoes, all his cell phones, all his internet, all his gadgets, everything. If that reaches 8, 9, 10,000 rand and more, then according to the Hanafi scholars, Qurbani will be compulsory upon him or her who is 15 years old and above. According to majority scholars, it will not be compulsory, because they say it is sunnat muakkada al-kifaya, or further al-kifaya, meaning if few people in the town, in city, people in Kimberley, people in Cape Town, people in Durban, Johannesburg, Pretoria, they do so, so that will suffice on behalf of everybody. So Imam Malik says that even one animal will suffice for the whole family. So the Hanafis is fatwa, and verdict is what I explained to you now.
Blessings upon you, AK. I am Alan and am a staunch Jew. I am 100% sure what you are saying is correct. It says here, I'm totally against the authority atrocities which are done against the Palestinians. If there is anything we can do to stop the fighting, we definitely will. We from Kindron Valley, Jerusalem. We Jews and Muslims live here in harmony.
Yes, 100%, Alan. I really appreciate your message all the way from Al-Quds Al-Sharif, from Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, Alan. I hope you are listening. And therefore, that my brother Junaid couldn't read it properly, but anyway, we got the message anyway. So anyway, 100%, you must remember, therefore we say, it's not all Jews, but definitely now it is majority Jews, because you got a right-wing terrorist government that is led by Bibi Netanyahu, who's a war criminal. You got Smotrich there, another war criminal. You got Ibn Himar there, the son of a donkey, as the Palestinians call him, Ben Gvir. So you must say, they're all terrorists. You know that Ben Gvir was charged for terrorism in Israel. So therefore, we appreciate your comments. What can you do? So you must keep contact with these people in Israel. You know Gideon Levy. He is a journalist there for the Haaretz newspaper. So keep contact with him. He will give you more and more information. Keep contact with Amira Hess, and then she will tell you about what's really happening and so forth. And third one, you are in Jerusalem, so you must use the social media. They won't touch you because you are a Jew, and you must send out the messages. You can send to us, and we will then say that these are the things that are really happening in Israel, in occupied Palestine. We don't call it Israel, but I'm just calling it for your sake. So remember that every day you can send some news, every second, third day. We will verify it, because we have Hasbara also. We have propaganda going, and then we will tell the world. And the world is listening now, because they can't hide. I just received a book yesterday from one of my friends, 21 Voices about Palestine and Israel. And even there is written the myth and the fabrications they have made. They They said that Israel has the most moral army in the world. And Israel, remember, has a divine right on Palestine and so forth. All nonsensical talk. So you need to name them, shame them, and expose them, my brother Alan. We thank you very much, and for your stance, stand for the truth, and stand for justice, my brother Alan. That is our message to the international community.
Mufti, after slaughtering a sheep and we find a live baby sheep inside the sheep, what do we do?
Remember, this was addressed by Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you slaughter the sheep or the cow or whatever, and there is the janin, the fetus there, so if it is alive, so then you slaughter it. If it is meta, then it is dead and carrion, then you bury it. So that is what you will do regarding Qurbani and your sacrifice during our celebration of Eid al-Adha. And even other times, now you want to slaughter, for example, you know, you are having a family meeting or whatever. So all that, the same law will apply, remember that. Zabhul Zabhul Janin. So that will be when you slaughter the mother, is like slaughtering the child also. But remember, if it's alive, then it must be slaughtered independently. And if he's dead, then he's carrion and must be buried.
Sir, my wife became a revert. She is now a Muslim and says that I am no longer her husband unless I become a Muslim. How is this possible? We are married in court.
100%, you must remember, you are ABC, the husband. Your wife is XYZ. Her name was Susie, Timmy, Annie, whatever. And now she listened to our program with Allah's help. Oh, you must remember, she met some Muslims. She was so impressed by the integrity, honesty of those Muslims she interacted with. So now your honorable wife has become Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila. So now her constitution, my brother, is the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran. I want you, brother, go to the noble Quran, chapter 60, Surah Mumtahina, where the women are tested and so forth, meaning regarding their faith. So chapter 60, verse 10, I read for you, La hunna hillu lahum, wa la hum yahilluna lahun. It's not permissible for a Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim male, whether he's a Jew, whether he's a Christian, whether he's a Hindu, Buddhist, atheist, Zionist, whatever you want to call. وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنْ. And so that there must be no ambiguity and doubt in this issue, Almighty Allah mentions it the other way as well. And it's not permissible for any non-Muslim male that he must marry a Muslim lady. Now, if your wife embraced Islam, and she did embrace Islam, we say Alhamdulillah, we praise Almighty Allah. Now you must decide. If you want to stay in this marriage, then you must embrace Islam sincerely from the bottom of your heart, not just from the tip of the tongue. And if you are not prepared to do that, that is your choice, your prerogative. Chapter 2, verse number 256, La ikraha fi din. There is no compulsion in religion for non-Muslims. We're not going to hold an AK-47 or a knife or a sword at you and say you must embrace Islam. Islam must be embraced by you willingly, lovingly, sincerely. You do that, status quo remains, then you are the husband, she is the wife. You're not prepared to do that, brother ABC, then you go your way and she go her way. You can't love as husband and wife. Why? Because every day there'll be conflict between you and her. And if there's a child, children, then what will happen to them? That when they look at you, you are a Christian, you are a Jew, you are a Hindu, and the mother is, remember, a Muslimah. So which religion will they follow? So there'll be too many problems, logistical problems, practical problems. So the ball is in your court, my brother. You, sister, you stay put on your grounds, and nobody must tell you otherwise. This is enshrined in the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, chapter 60 and verse 10. My sister, we pray for you. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala keep you steadfast and firm on your faith. And every day, my sister, and every Muslim who's a born Muslim or embrace Islam should be reading chapter 3, verse number 8, and chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Right, the du'as are, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Ya Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you blessed us with guidance and iman. Wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. O Almighty Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy that will envelope and encompass us. Innaka antal wahhab. Verily, O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, you are the best of givers. And the dua of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, peace be upon him, to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. You know the vicissitudes and ups and downs he went through life. We discussed all this during the month of Ramadan in the early part of the morning. Tawaffani muslima. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. Wa alhiqni bisualihin. And unite me with a devout and pious servant. O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101.
Sir, I have original 2-cent minting plates. Although 2 cents no longer has value, can I make and sell these coins? Would this be religiously ethical?
Remember, my brother, before I answer you, you know all the jokes that are going around regarding load shedding and so forth, DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, and ANC and no current. So yesterday or day before yesterday, you know I received so many messages. But Allah's help, and we try and answer everyone. So one person, my brother and sister, sent me a 2 rand note. You know, Van Riebeek's photo is there. And you will see that they got the power lines, Eskom's power lines and so forth. So the brother says that look at Eskom. In the olden days, it was so good that it was even printed on our notes and to the world that we have a first-class international system here. And today, we all know what's happening. Now they're all fighting, blaming the rater, blaming this one, that one. The rater came now on the scene. We're having load shedding for 15, 16 years already. So why blame him? Remember that. I got nothing to do with him. But you see, it's easy in life to use the blame game. Go to the problem and say we are responsible and we made a mess and now we want to address it and redress it and fire half the ministers, including your Minister of Education, our children who are in, you know, they came out last. There's grade 4, standard 4, whatever you want to call. And less than 10 years old, they can't even read. Hopeless, useless, we came out last in the world. And our Minister of Electricity say, me, I don't know what's happening. You must tell me. Therefore, what you got you there? So that is all incompetent, remember this. So you, my brother, you got a 2 rand coin. So that 2 rand coin, somebody gave me a 5 cents coin also the other day. He said that keep this there in your souvenirs. So I said, very good. Now that currency, what you got, that old one, is no more in vogue, is no more in exist, is no more being used as currency. So you go to the money dealer or anybody who's collecting and you sell it for 100 rand, 200 rand, 1000 rand, whatever they prepared. So Islamically, it's totally permissible. There's no problem with that. Ethically, you sell 2 cents for 2 cents, so that's your prerogative. But if you charge the person, if I take, give you 100 rand, and I tell you, you must pay me 120 rand or 110 rand, so that is haram, not permissible, that is interest. But that money, your 2 rand coin of that time there, is not now in existence, is not used as a currency. So you say, you know what, tiki, we used to get tiki when we used to go to school, or sixpence, which is 5 cents. It's called sixpence. So I still got those coins, some of them. So if you got the tiki and so forth and you sell it for 100 rand, 1000 rand, it's totally permissible. Islamically, there's no problem with that.
Last question. Mufti, my cousin stole money from my cupboard. I have video evidence. I took him to the police station to scare him. Now my whole family is not talking to me. Was I wrong in doing so?
100% right. Not wrong, 100% right. Our job, our function must be amr bil ma'ruf, nahanil munkar. In Islam, he stole your money from your cupboard, which was under lock and key. So Islamically, when he confesses to that, we must amputate his head. So what your family is so upset about? So, al-yadul amina thamina. In Islam, if somebody damages your one finger, then that person must pay the value of 10 camels. That's over 1 million rand. That is for an honest hand. Al yadul amina thamina. The hand that is honest will be very, very expensive. Wa idha khanat hanat. But that same hand steals 1,000 rand, 500 rand, 200 rand, and so forth, then we must amputate his hand. That is what Islam teaches us. When that person confesses to the crime without duress, or there's evidence against him, so don't feel guilty. Your family must apologize to you, that they come with their emotions. Islam stands for justice. Ala anfusikum, against yourself. Awil walidain wal aqrabin, even if it is against your parents or your family. That is what Islam teaches us. So what you did, 100% right, you must remember. So remember, last time I'm announcing now, and that is inshallah, we have Hajj packs here for this year. Hajjis, contact us between 9 and 11, 011-854-2990. And I only want men here, and it's one pack per family. And remember, you come here, we'll take all your details, we'll mention all the people who took from us. I don't want no chances here, please. And next we go for the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and day after the Fajr Adhan, and day after Mona Khalid Yaqub, and then 7 o'clock Mona Zahid Khan. Barakallahu fiqh, Jazakallahu khair. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.